MeUndies are simply the softest, most comfortable underwear you'll ever wear. Seriously, once you try them, you won't want to wear anything else, unless you're naked or in your swimsuit. For every other second of your life, there's MeUndies. Every pair of MeUndies is sustainably sourced and made from micromodal, a fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton, so that's perfect for the summer. Because MeUndies comes in all kinds of colors and patterns, and they release a new limited edition pattern each month, they always sell out. This month is a rainbow confetti print called Celebrate. Go Pride. So try MeUndies today and go get the Celebrate pattern before they're all gone at MeUndies.com/buzz and you'll save 20% off your first pair. We got you guys, 20% off your first pair. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. Yes, they are free. That's how confident they are about their product. So make sure you use our code BUZZ and get 20% off your first pair plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/buzz right now. That's MeUndies.com/buzz.
It's the Bachelorette After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I know we've been gone 2 weeks, so we're going to catch up on all of the episodes. Plus some drama with Bachelor in Paradise that TMZ just dropped. Let's do it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay, for those of you that are listening, I just want you to pay close attention. You're hearing the Game of Thrones theme song. However, you are on the correct station. This is the Bachelorette After Show. But tonight, Christine, it felt like the Game of Thrones. 6 guys, I think Rachel set a record,
Savage,
went home on Tuesday night. My God, welcome to the Bachelorette After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Danny Hoyt. Next to me tonight, you know, a lot of people here on AfterBuzz got cut from the Bachelorette After Show. But there's 2 of us still standing, and we're going to bring it, myself and my lovely co-host, Christine.
What's up, guys? I'm Christine Alexis. You can find me all over social media at Christine Bean. I have survived. I made the cut, and I am here tonight.
For now. Christine. Good Lord, there was so much drama. I almost feel like we talked about this. By the way, shout out to Steven in the booth, the OG producer with us tonight.
Yeah.
Steven, can you flash your face to the beautiful camera for the people to see you?
No, but I can say hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Steven and I have been doing shows on this network for how many years now? 4?
5 years.
Jeez. The OG crew.
You guys are seriously OGs.
Yeah, it's very true. Steven, it's good to have you in the booth, my friend. So last week we talked about potentially doing 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Because there's 2 episodes to this week because of the NBA Finals. We decided to do 1 episode tonight. I almost feel like that was a bad decision because there's so much to talk about.
It's like overload. I couldn't have expected that Rachel was going to do all this in 2 nights.
Whew. The nice thing is it's just me and you. So, You know, Sterling's in like Puerto Rico on vacation. Christina is doing a photo shoot somewhere because she's a boss.
Yeah.
And Renee, I actually don't know what Renee's doing.
Renee's back home.
Renee's back home. Where's home? I forget.
Maryland. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, yes. Yeah, there was one with an M. Missouri, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan. There's a lot of states with an M.
There are.
Anyway, so we're going to break it down for you. Christine, before we get into the Bachelorette episodes, some news did drop.
About BIP?
About BIP. As you probably were aware before all of us, because you...
I know some things.
Can we say why you know? Are we allowed to like...
Oh, yeah. People know.
Why do you know more than we know?
I know a lot more than you guys do because my sister is in Mexico right now.
Oh!
And she's going to be on this season of Bachelor in Paradise. Woo!
So TMZ dropped a story tonight. So Warner Brothers obviously completed their investigation. We all knew Bachelor in Paradise was back, which was a big deal and a surprise. So TMZ dropped a story tonight that in order for contestants, we've all heard of the Boom Boom Room. There's the one room where everybody has sex. We know because we've had guests say it. We've had former contestants confirm it. Now they have to, contestants, go to a producer for approval if they want to have sex.
Seriously?
Yes. When they arrived in Mexico, all the contestants that are part of the like the original cast had to sit through a 2-hour meeting with lawyers and go through all of the rules. There are new rules. One new rule, they had to hand over all drugs, whether or not they are legal. So all drugs are now handed over. I believe before, if you had a marijuana card, you could, I don't
like
know.
Prescriptions too, prescriptions everything, too. No Xannies, none of that.
None of that. So whether or not it's legal, there's also a 2-drink maximum per hour.
Okay.
Well, so here's what I'm interested about that rule specifically. It's because we've heard contestants say in the past that when Jorge or whoever actually makes the drinks, did you hear the rumor that Wells is going to be the other bartender this year?
No way. I did not hear that.
Yeah, that Wells is going to team up with Jorge, which because Wells does his drunk Snapchat, which is one of my favorite things to watch. But they said that when they make drinks, they actually pour like 5 shots in at a time.
Heavy hand.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Robbie actually told me that as well. So I don't know how that's going to happen. So maybe it's like 2 actual glasses full of alcohol, but who knows how many shots are in those 2 drinks. It's not the same as like 2 drinks at Barney's Beanery. I don't know why. It's the first bar that came to my head. Barney's Beanery. So anyways, that and then apparently if contestants, and this is the weirdest one to me, if contestants go in without consent to the Boom Boom Room, producers have full permission to barge in and stop whatever premarital coitus is happening.
Oh my God. Spelling bee champ right there used coitus.
COITUS. Thank you very much.
Oh, nice.
How do you feel about that? Is that weird? Is that normal? Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised at all because they had to make a big stink after what happened and really enforce the rules. Yeah. But, like, honestly, I just don't... I think this is all for show. I still think it's going to be as tongue-in-cheek wild as it has been. And I don't think anything's going to change.
Yeah. They're going to have to drum up some drama, you know, something. So, also, tonight dropped part one of a 2-part DeMario interview to E! News, where he's going to basically... talk about everything. And
I'm excited to hear that.
During part one, I only saw a little piece. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. But during part one, he defended Corinne a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, a couple people tweeting me about it. So, it's very interesting. Sorry for using the word coitus. Did that piss some people in the chat roll off? yeah. Anyways, by the way, shout out to everybody in the chat roll. We're glad you're here. Joseph Boza. You've been around, I think, as long as Steven and I have been doing shows here. So shout out to everybody in the chat room. You guys are the best.
What's up, guys?
And some friends around the world that are watching. I have a friend in Malibu that just texted me. She's watching. And all she texted me was the word coitus. That's how I know she's watching.
There you go.
I think I have a friend in Australia watching as well. There's a lot of people watching. So hello to everyone. We're glad you guys are here. If you're listening in your car the next day, join us live for the chat room one of these days. All right, Christine, let's get on to these episodes.
Let's do it.
Last night, night one, starts back off with a group date, and the tensions rising between Lee and Kenny. Group date Rose goes to Brian, and they sit down on the couches, and here's where we saw it was going to get legit. Lee just straight up drops an F-U to Kenny on the couch.
My blood boiled.
Why does your blood boil? Can we just, like, let's break down... Do you want to start it now? Do you just want to go into the whole Lee and Kenny
about
thing?
About Lee? I mean, it was kind of the...
What you get?
Just the storyline between these last 2 episodes up until the latter part of tonight. But it was all about Kenny and Lee. Lee is a piece of shit. I mean, I hope I can say shit on this.
You can say whatever you want.
You can say
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom. Lee is a piece of garbage, honestly. And it's like he's spewing lies. I mean, it's funny because when Lee said to Rachel that Kenny like dragged him out of a van and did all this stuff. Like,
we all knew that was a lie.
Oh, of course. But it was so funny watching Twitter just blow up. Like, were there scenes that we didn't see? Like, everyone called it. Like, total bullshit. He's such a liar. And I'm just so glad
he got caught in his own lie when he turned around and said it to Kenny right away. I was hoping...
Yeah, what was that?
So when she dropped the word that she goes, I was hoping I didn't have to play lawyer Rachel. I wanted so bad for her to be like, hey, Kenny, you said this. And if Lee interrupted, like, shut up.
Yes.
Lee, you said this. And if Kenny interrupted, shut up. And, like, basically, like, got down. I wanted her to, like, mediate.
Yes.
I was kind of hoping that was going to happen.
I think she was just over it, though.
Yeah.
Like, completely over it. She didn't have any time to play really, like, lawyer Rachel. I do wish, though, that she would have, like, aired out more of what Lee had said just to, like, put in his face.
Yeah. And I think the problem with, for me, I was actually pretty pissed after last night's episode of this 2-night doubleheader. I was pretty upset with the franchise. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. They exploited this, and I think we all had suspicions about them bringing Lee on, that, you know, they just did it to basically this racism card to kind of play it up. And as a white male, I'm embarrassed. I was embarrassed watching this. I was also, Rachel's already my favorite bachelorette ever.
Yeah.
And I think it's really effed up that they are using her journey to find love to play out the storyline, to drum up drama and ratings. And I thought it was really messed up, to be honest with you. I don't know if you felt the same way.
Oh, I completely felt the same way. And I felt that from since last week's episode leading up to this, I'm like, why is Rachel, why does she need to deal with this right now? Like, that's not what her journey is about. And considering she's the first Black Bachelorette, like, I knew ABC would find a way to put it in there somehow, but I think bringing someone like Lee, who is literally just, like, the worst human being ever, I just think that was unnecessary for Rachel. And it really gave Kenny, like, a bad edit, too, because he was the one who, unfortunately, got corralled into dealing with him all the time. And then it just literally became at a point where Lee was just targeting Kenny.
Like, yeah, I have to agree.
Like, over and over. Like, give it a rest.
I still don't think Kenny would have won, but let's hypothetically say Lee wasn't the scenario. I think Kenny makes top four or five. I actually think they had a connection.
I think so, too.
I think he's a great guy. I don't know what the issue would have come down to, but I think you saw a little bit when she finally let him go. I know we'll get to this later, but like when she finally let him go and he jumped right on FaceTime with Mackenzie, his daughter.
Yeah.
And he was happy. It was almost like you could see the relief.
Yeah.
And so I think he knew, like, they're great. And I think there's potential and genuine feelings, but I don't think they were each other's person, and they both kind of knew it. But I do think he would have gone a lot farther if Lee wasn't the picture. And so, yeah, it is kind of messed up for him as well.
It is. I think they would have come to that conclusion a lot later down the line. I think they would have, like, I feel like that drama almost kind of forced her to, like, not friend zone him a little bit, but just automatically put him in a different category of, like, this is something I need to handle rather than, like, this is a guy I need to get to know. That kind of came later after she dealt with all the drama. Yeah. And I think also Kenny going back to Lee after they were trying to leave the situation made it even worse. I mean, you're right. There were so many things working against them. Definitely would have ended up together, but he would have had a better shot, I think, without that whole Lee drama.
Yeah, and you know, I think that what we saw was ABC's ploy to bring out some sort of drama, because Rachel, as we've seen, I mean, we saw tonight, six guys go home.
Fixed.
It's like what we've seen with Rachel, she doesn't put up with any sort of drama. Like, imagine for a second Chad being on this season. Chad wouldn't have lasted 4 minutes.
Hell no. Chad is so much more, like, outwardly arrogant too. I feel like Rachel would have been like, nah.
Yeah, what I mean is, like, there's not even we started to see Josiah get a little outwardly arrogant, and maybe they just didn't show it until tonight, but like as soon as we saw him start being a little, and obviously, like, she's not playing games. And so I think ABC kind of saw this from her of, like, yo, she's different than other bachelorettes. Not that other ones have played games. She's just different.
She just doesn't entertain the BS for very long.
Which is why love her.
I love her too. I just, oh my God. If that's the case though, Lee should have been gone a long time ago.
So brings me back to my point of, like, why I was kind of pissed is ABC knowingly did this just to get some sort of ratings. Because look at the crop of guys we have left. We have six guys left.
Yeah.
I don't think a single one of those guys is going to... Look at him in the house. They have sane, normal, adult, mature conversations with other guys that are competing for the same girl. But that's how it should be. Like, you're not in a competition with each other. You're trying to meet somebody for you. It's not in it. And Lee was very much like, may the best man win. And it dragged Kenny into the same mindset of, like, now I got to beat this guy, not chase a girl. And he got caught up in that. And so I don't know if you guys feel the same way. Yeah, so I'm gonna read a few of these comments because some other people on the chat roll are mentioning it, but like 1990XX says ABC is trash for this racist storyline.
Agreed.
Yeah, Joseph Boza even said, I felt like Rachel was only picked to be the Bachelorette so they could play the race card crap. Yeah, this is just...
They were under fire for a long time for not having a Black lead, male or female, so this was their golden opportunity, and they soured it with this.
Yeah.
They really did.
I'm pretty... Misha C, ABC was determined to play this narrative to middle America about the angry, aggressive Black man. Interesting you point that out, Misha. By the way, I want to talk about this. Will, who we also saw get let go, but they cut back to the house, and Will is talking to Lee out on like a patio or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks to Lee about using the word aggressive.
Yes.
And how there's a longstanding history in the United States about the word aggressive being attached to Black men, and how that's probably the real point of, like, the button that set Kenny off.
Mm-hmm.
Lee still doesn't seem to get it. Did you notice that?
Yeah, no, he was just... It became about semantics, like, oh, the word itself. It's like, you don't understand the weight behind that and the reality that Black men have to deal with being labeled that word in a situation where it's not warranted to call him that. And then it brings on a whole different connotation. It's just not fair. And it's really just such a cheap jab to just, oh my God, he's being aggressive. You don't think you're being aggressive?
Yeah.
Lee? Honestly.
Yeah. The whole thing was really, it was so immature.
It was starting to honestly just wear me out. I started to get really frustrated with part one of this doubleheader because I was like, can we get on to the romance? Like, I'm over this BS, like, race storyline that they tried to play. Like, it wasn't going to happen. Rachel wasn't having it. We're not having it. And I'm glad to, that we've moved on from it, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right now, although I think it definitely will be brought up again, just from seeing the conversations that Eric had with, I believe, Anthony in the house, mm-hmm. or and with Will, about just like the kind of guys that Rachel has been picking, and just like who seems to be getting more one-on-one. And you know, it was called out that a lot of the brothers in the house weren't getting that individual attention. And I'm like curious if another guy in the house is going to be the one to bring that up again and how that'll play out.
I think it'll be Eric that brings it up, but I want to go back to this for a second. Cause cause we're talking about this whole thing, and the two things I want to say, one, there was a tweet that was going around last night that I lost my mind laughing at. And if somebody compared Lee to a baby Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary.
Oh my God.
In the pictures, if you guys haven't seen it, it's unbelievable and kind of uncanny how they have this weird, like, mischievous, awful smirk on their face, and they don't look that dissimilar. It was very interesting. If you didn't see
it's creepy.
Also, Lee's outfit. I want to talk about this for a second because I was talking to my friend about this, and we're talking about his, I always pay attention to the guy's outfits. By the way, Dean, best suit at the Rose Ceremony night. He had the little short crop pants. It was just, he did it right.
Like he did it.
Lee's outfit, when they go on this date, you notice they were cold on this 2-on-1.
Yeah.
They were shivering. Except Lee goes in boots, bell bottoms, and a freaking pullover blue hoodie. So we're talking about this, and she goes, it looks miserably cold. They're both shivering, and he's like in a soft cotton hoodie. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably from PacSun or The Buckle. We're just joking around. She goes, probably because he's a warm-blooded racist. He's fueled by hate, and his racism keeps him warm. And I thought that was actually kind of funny because it's kind of true. Okay, so before the 2-on-1, we saw 1-on-1 with Jack. Dancing, it was, I don't know. No. Rachel said there's still something she's missing. Same thing she says later with Will. He tries to kiss her. You're going to get sick. I'm contagious.
That, to me, was like the world's biggest curve. If a girl's like, you're going to get sick.
Yeah,
if
it's you like want to
kiss somebody, you're going to kiss them. You don't care.
Have you kissed somebody sick before?
I totally have.
Guilty!
Guilty!
Yeah, and then the kiss was like...
Did you see the kiss, though?
They still kissed, but it was not anything.
Because, like... I was watching. I feel like I might have looked away and I kind of missed it because I was like, was it that just uneventful that I missed it? Or did I literally just blink and not catch it? But God, his stare was so creepy. I'm sorry. Like, Jackson, I'm sure you're a nice guy, but like.
I don't know. He freaks me out. He says that he goes, it's been a long time since I've had a first kiss that felt that way. They barely, bro, like you barely pecked her.
And they also barely had a connection. I just think it's so funny.
I really like how we're emphasizing the word barely.
Barely. Like, we're using it so much. No, but seriously, like, I always find it funny when you know when a guy's about to go home, when, like, their edit, their montage is always just, I've never felt this great with Rachel. Today, our connection was just splendid. It's taking it to new heights. And literally every cut from that back to Rachel is just her, like...
Yo, so what's crazy is last night everybody screenshot where he was like looking down like this.
Yeah.
And we're tweeting out all these memes. Olivia Caridi had some of my favorites. She tweeted it like 6 or 7. But all these like memes of like when somebody gets a last slice of pizza and it's all like Jack looking out. So on chat right now, everybody noticed it too. The weekend, Jack was creepy, not sure what it was. Vivian Yu Obioha, Jack is totally Ted Bundy vibes. Victoria Beck, Jack had serial murderer eyes the whole date. Scon Noglio, Jack couldn't catch a clue. Vanessa S, is anyone else creeped? The Clipper love, Jack's face was so creepy. 1990X, favorite one, last one, Jack Stone kills people, in all caps. Everybody saw it. I'm glad Rachel saw it too and sent him home. So, and also he said he wanted to take her and lay in a bed and lock the door.
That was so weird.
Yeah, spoiler alert, that's murder vibes.
No, but could you honestly like curl up to someone after they've said that to you? Like, that is so creepy. I'm sorry. It's not like they had anything where it would have been like, oh, just one-on-one bay time? Like, no, I'm running for the exit. Like, please do not come after me.
Bye. So that's the end of the episode. Rose ceremony. Moving forward. Excuse me. Eric, Peter, Adam. By the way, Adam quoted when he, right before he gets the rose, she's had a snack, but I want to give her the full kitchen. Just to repeat, so everybody gets the full emphasis of that. Adam said she's had a snack, but I want to give her the full kitchen. Anyways, Will, Matt, Alex, Josiah, Anthony, Kenny, Lee. Going home, the Tickle Monster, which was actually kind of funny.
That was cute.
On the end of night one, he goes, one more for the road or something like that. And she puts her arms up, and then he tickles her side. besides and everybody laughs. I actually thought it was kind of funny. And then Iggy, who cried and said, I've learned more about myself in the last 4 weeks than in the last 30 years. I didn't really see anything with Tickle Monster. Iggy was a little too serious for Rachel, I think. Too serious and emotional.
He could never just, like, warm up and, like, yeah. get romantic with her. It was always very, like, calculated, or he had some, you know, tea to spill on somebody else. Just, like, goodbye.
So off to Oslo, Norway. Brian, she walks in. Instead of a day card, she just takes him right away. Yeah. One-on-one. Brian, come with me. We're going on a one-on-one. What do you think of Brian? He's 37.
Yes. That is the one thing that alarms me about him.
Why? Why does an older age alarm you? How old are you?
I'm 25.
What's the oldest you would date? Oldest age.
Right now, the oldest
I would... this week. In your life. Oldest you would date.
Right now, not past like 32, 34.
Okay. I'm 32.
Okay.
Oldest I would date is probably 34 or 5.
Okay.
Because I want multiple kids.
It's a fair reason. You don't want the cougars.
Nope. Not interested. There was a time in my life when I thought that sounded kind of fun, and nope.
So are you into younger women at all?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I want babies.
You want babies?
Yes.
So you like babies?
Love babies. Love children. But I wouldn't ask for 10 like Eric did. Shout out to my guy, though. Yo, he's keeping it real.
Is he pushing them out is what I want to know, because that was a bold ass thing. That was.
Actually, Rachel tweeted something afterwards. She was like, she said 4, and then he goes 10, and she goes, if I was on land, I would have run away, but good thing you're in a boat or something. It was actually really funny. She's on her Twitter game lately.
She is.
So the oldest you would date is, you said 32, 34.
Yeah.
So why does her being, what is she, she's 31?
31.
Why is 37 alarm you?
No, their age difference doesn't alarm me. It just alarms me about him in particular, which I'm glad that he kind of addressed when they started speaking to each other, just in the sense that they could both relate to the fact that they grew into their looks a little bit later in life, and he mentioned that some people passed on him, and then later on he came into his looks, and it's like, and then he got more attention. So I kind of get that, but I'm still curious why at 37, you know, he's not in a serious relationship. Like, you're pushing 40. You're a chiropractor.
Yeah.
Seems like a good job. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say something wrong per se, but it raised the red flag. Like, until they kind of addressed it in that convo, I was like, oh, wait, like, yeah, why are you such this amazing catch and you're single?
Yeah, see, here's the thing is, like, when I was in my 20s, I would have thought 37 sounded old. I'm 32. I think 37 is 5 years away from me. I don't think it sounds old at all. But watching this, I get where she's like, okay, he's 37. He's got a great job. He's a good-looking dude. He's educated. Why is he still single? Like, is something
that's
wrong?
A legitimate question to have.
Yeah, and she even said, she was like, he's too good to be true. He's handsome, job educated, sincere in how he handles me. How is he still single? It scares me. There may be nothing wrong with him, because right now there isn't. That's what she said.
I know. That was pretty crazy that you said that.
Yeah, and then when you watch the preview at the very end, and she says, for the rest of the season, and she says, I'm letting love lead the way.
Did it give you Brian vibes?
Gave me Brian
vibes. I totally felt the same way, because he's been the one from day one pushing her to just, like, let go and enjoy what they have and to just stop being in her head about it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, she's very, calculated and, you know, the wheels are still turning when she's with other guys. Even with Peter, even though they have that connection, I feel like she's still trying to figure out what he's really about and get past his, like, proper demeanor, which I'm really excited for next week, because we kind of see that in the teaser.
So some interesting things about Brian happening on the chat roll. India Love 9 thinks he has cheek implants, but I want to get to actual Rosemary. Yeah, I don't
it's like
cheek implants.
Yes.
Rosemary De La Rosa, Brian's last girlfriend he dated was 23 years old. Oh. She believes Ask Jubilee. Interesting. Lupita, 37, is not old.
I mean, it's not old, guys. Don't get me wrong. Like,
No.
For me, that might be a little bit old right now.
Because you're 29. Yeah, yeah. Sandamini, Brian acts like a 20-year-old smooth-talking frat boy. I disagree. Because once you get to a certain age, you understand what works.
And speaking from a place
when you're
20
and in college, you try everything you can.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian has been playing into all of his strengths from day one. His Hispanic vibes, he's cute, he's charismatic, he's obviously a good kisser. Did you see how much tongue they had in this last episode? Like, it was, I was on the couch like, oh, okay.
So do you think there's something wrong with they just haven't shown us they're like saving? Or do you think it's just he's...
You know what I think it is? I think he might have like a super either possessive or competitive, maybe jealous vibe. Because I notice now, I don't know if it's just within the context of the show because they literally are competition.
Yeah.
But anytime Peter gets any shine, you see them now cut to Brian of him just like rolling his eyes.
You think that's going
to
be the battle?
I think it's going to be those two battling. For sure.
So here's my thing with Brian being 37 and talking about if something's wrong or not. See, I grew up in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And all of my close friends that I grew up with are married with multiple kids. House, settled down, whole nine yards. So there, I'm old. I'm behind the curve.
Right.
LA, I'm a baby. I'm just starting, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, thinking about it, I would rather be the age I am now or maybe even 2 or 3 years from now and get married to the right person than have met somebody and started the life that I want. I want a family and I want to settle down and I would do it tomorrow if I met the right person. But I would rather wait for the right person if that means it happens at 37.
Yeah.
Than have it happen in my 20s with the wrong person. And so I have to kind of defend Brian.
Okay.
I know he's 37. That's not old. And I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I think he's mature and he's waiting for the right person and it could be Rich. So I don't, that's my point. That's it. That's all I got. No more talk about Brian, please. Okay, sorry, Holly Perkins. On to the next one. And she ends it, by the way. She ends, he gets the rose, and she ends the one-on-one. I like Brian. I like Brian
a lot. Brian, too. Don't get me wrong. Like, if he was 32 right now, I would have that ass.
So back at the house, Dean reads a date card. I'm looking for a guy who's good with his hands. Reads off Adam's name. Adam thinks for a brief second it's a one-on-one. It's not. It's a group date. Adam, Dean, Anthony, Peter, Matt, Will, Alex, Eric, Josiah, which means the two-on-one with Kenny and Lee. We saw that group date happens. They play handball. We saw Will showing off. I'm trying to make sure I go through everything so we don't miss any of the dates.
Yeah.
We see the next date card, Kenny and Lee. Your fate is up in the air. We saw that. We talked through the whole thing. On to the next rose ceremony. She starts it by saying, to those I have to say goodbye to, I'm so, so sorry, buddy. I honestly just don't see you as my husband. Dean, his answer when she gives him the rose, of course I will. Eric, his answer, yes, I will. Peter, his answer, will you accept this rose every time? Alex, his answer is yeah. Adam, his answer is yes, I will. Matt, it's yes, going home. Josiah and Anthony. Were you surprised about Josiah or Anthony going home?
I was surprised about Josiah. Only because I thought she would keep him around longer just to see what else he's made of. But maybe he's just like this one trick pony. Like, he's already given the whole spiel about how suave he is and he's done his little get up and she probably just got tired of it. What I thought was hilarious, though, is how he dragged everybody for filth on the way out. Like, he was just like, really?
Matt? You think you're better than me? You got bad judgment. I was like, oh, Josiah,
he was really coming at her. I was
trying to come on the last week of Bachelor in Paradise. He's
Men Tell All, right?
Yeah, we'll get there. That's going to be so...
I feel like he's going to have some choice words for her. But
for her and obviously Lee the whole night. I hope Lee doesn't get invited.
I hope so, too. Like, honestly, that's just unnecessary. Don't give him any more airtime.
Absolutely
he doesn't need it.
I also want to talk about, before we move on too much, was the goodbye with Kenny. You know, that was a tough thing to watch.
It was.
You know, with her saying to Kenny, if you really like her, or I mean, with his daughter said, if you like her, then you really like her, you deserve to be happy. Am I skipping forward by doing this?
I mean, you kind of skip past the Viking date, but we can talk about Kenny.
No. Then let's wait. So, by the way, I do want to say something. Rachel had a tweet tonight. She said, I may not see everything and I may do things on my own time, but I keep my grass cut low so the snakes will show. She was like, hashtag Biley. By the way, I forgot to say that earlier. Josiah and Anthony. I was a little surprised. I kind of thought Anthony was maybe going to be a dark horse.
Yeah.
Since we didn't see much from him.
We hadn't seen much from him since their last one-on-one.
No, but I kind of thought, like, maybe, I was kind of hoping for it. Like, I thought he was going to be like a silent, come in, hot, six people left. Like, whoa, who's this dude?
He had this, like, effortless confidence, too. Like, he was, like, talking to Will.
Right.
I mean, talking to Eric, I think about, like, just, like, staying confident and being in the game. I'm like, okay, you got this, but I guess it wasn't there.
So the next city... It's Denmark.
They went to Helsingør and Copenhagen.
She says, just letting myself fall, and honestly, I like the way I'm falling.
Yeah.
Eric gets a day card. I'm coping to love.
She said something at the beginning of that she said before that kind of raised eyebrows, I think, before, which was that she's, you know, Eric is someone that I've been interested in since the very beginning. And every time she says that, I like really try and think back to like when their relationship started. But either way, it's taken off. Like, he hands down had one of the best dates today with Rachel.
And yeah.
I was right, because I did predict him going very far.
And you know what's crazy is, like I didn't see a ton from Eric, but the more I see, like, I really like this dude.
I like him, too.
I mean, they had so freaking, like, basketball and bumper cars, the Ferris wheel. They end with burgers and champagne. I even tweeted. I was like, whoever put this together, like, that's my kind of guy. That's my favorite kind of, like, favorite kind of date.
Hell yeah.
And I can't remember if it was he said it or she said it, but they said, we're just enjoying each other's company. Like, we're just enjoying each other. And that's genuinely what you want on these dates, is, like, just enjoy each other.
Yeah. And this was the first day that they were allowed to do that. It's not like they had to, like, ride a horse through Beverly Hills and purchase something and do all these, like, other little tasks. They, like, legitimately were drinking champagne on this boat ride and then took off on their day. Like,
yeah.
I think they set him up for success, honestly.
Yeah, they did. And you know what's crazy is, like, when they get to the conversation of him talking about, you know, I've never been in love. I pointed at you because the theme music changed.
Yeah.
You can hear it changed to a very positive twist. And, you know, I loved when he started talking about, I've never had this feeling, but I've never been in love, but I'm having this feeling and I feel like I'm falling in love. And he goes, it's a feeling and I can't control it. It was so cool. And her face lit up and she goes, out of control. And he thought for a second, he's like, hell yeah. She was like, but the good kind. He was like, yeah. He starts talking about how, like, he opened up, like, right away. He was talking about, like, he wanted the love from his mom. And he points out, he's like, see what we're doing here? Like, I never got this.
Honestly, like,
what did that tell you?
Oh, man. It just pulled at my heartstrings, to be honest. But it makes me question if he knows how to love a woman, since he's never received it. So,
yeah,
I'm just curious about that. How did that make you feel?
I loved seeing him be honest. And I think, you know, I think he's telling the truth. Like, he talks about, he never got into drugs. He never got into drinking. And, like, he sounds like a really good kid who came from, like, a tough home and has had to kind of learn how to figure out how to show love and connect and be emotional on his own. And he said, he's like, when I started dating women, like, I had to kind of figure this out. And so there's something really beautiful about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she recognized it in him as genuine.
You felt the sincerity there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you can really, as a guy, like, if you would openly just tell a woman that, like, that you haven't had much experience with love and that you had to learn how to just, you know, deal with women that way. Like, that's a very vulnerable and thing to share to somebody. And, like, I feel like you have to trust them and you're really opening up to them to want to share something like that. And I think Rachel peeped that and she appreciated that. And it put Eric in a new light. I stopped seeing the, like, insecure, woe is me, I need a one-on-one date, Eric, and this guy who's just like, I want a girl that I can love and who I can call my own. And that was refreshing.
Yeah, it was. It was really nice. Do you think Eric makes it far?
I do. I still stick with my theory that he makes it to, like, maybe, like, just before hometowns. Or is that where we're at? No.
We're at six.
Yeah. So maybe final five. Ultimately, I'm not sure what's going to really do him in to say why he goes home. But I don't know. I don't see her ending up with him. I think he just taps into the part of her that likes to just effortlessly have fun and not have to try too hard.
Guys, we're not going to skip the hot tub. Everybody's freaking out. Don't skip the hot tub.
Oh,
we're
okay,
not
going to
skip
the hot tub. Stop yapping about that. Let's talk about
We're not going to skip the hot tub. Okay, so then we'll go forward to the group date card. When, by the way, she ends her date with Eric saying, I can't wait for another date with Eric.
Yes.
That's a very telling thing to say.
It is.
Group date card. Dean, Kenny, Brian, Alex, Matt, Peter, Adam. I've taken a Viking to you guys. Those Vikings instructors, Tom and Mort, or whatever their names were?
Tim and Morton.
Tim tells the whole thing and Morton goes, what does he say? I know exactly the same as Tom. That was amazing. I want more of those guys. They need to bring them back.
Where did ABC find them?
I don't know, but that was actually a fun date to watch.
It was hilarious.
Somebody tweeted me and I was like, yeah, that's pretty much, I'm watching my next birthday party. I want to do that.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
Yeah, it looked like a blast.
When's your birthday, Danny?
August 24th.
Let's do it. We have 2 months. Let's plan it.
Done deal. Yeah, so, you know, it was fun to watch. Obviously, they tease us again with the blood on freaking Kenny's face, by the way.
That was BS. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah, back at the house, though, there was a conversation that happened where Will talks about, I typically date white girls.
That was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
Um, it, It was interesting to hear him say that. I didn't think he would say it to Rachel, which we'll get to later. But then he kind of get to the group part of the date. And Peter's talking about, I guess I'm your muse. And the hot tub scene.
Mm-hmm.
Was that as steamy as everybody's making it out to be as a female? I thought it was
steamy as hell. Are you kidding me?
How did he get 3 hours with her? Because when he came back, the dudes were like, you've been on three and a half hours
later? Yeah. I don't even know when he like stole her away, but that was a smart move on Peter's behalf. I mean, it didn't pay off because he didn't get the group date roles, and you could see it on his face that he was upset.
Oh, super bummed.
Which I actually like, because I want to see Peter get more competitive and more outwardly expressive. He's kind of been playing this like too cool for school. Like, I'm just going to chill, sit back and watch everybody, you know, get engulfed in the drama, which is a good strategy for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm curious if him being so laid back will eventually show itself to Rachel. Like, okay, you need to give me more.
Like, be more aggressive.
Yeah. That's why I was like, okay, this is good that they're having this hot tub scene. Like, rekindle that, because I felt like he was kind of getting lost in the sauce a little bit.
Chat roll is lighting up right now. Everybody is... So, hold on. Chrissy Cole, I think Rachel and Peter made a little gap tooth baby in that hot tub.
Hey!
Vanessa asked, do you think Rachel and Peter had sex?
You can't get pregnant in a hot tub. Steamy last time I checked.
They were gone for 3 hours. Of course they did. I don't think...
Wait, you guys think that Rachel had sex with him?
Because I don't think that Rachel's that kind of girl. I don't think she would do that.
I don't think she would do that either.
I don't think Peter would do that. I don't know. I mean, obviously we don't know Peter as well.
That's a hard
can't
no.
Ship that.
Maybe
can't think
some,
it
some fondling, but not sex.
Yeah, I missed it. This hot tub was actually last night. Thank you, by the way, Jaden75. I know, or Jaden, whatever your name is. I know we kind of switched some things around there, but I didn't want to skip it for you guys. But yeah, I just don't think they would.
Yeah. Speaking of hot tubs, she was in a hot tub with Eric. She was in a hot tub with Peter.
Yeah, I forgot she wasn't a hot tub.
Hot tub loving, and the guy like totally like flashed them.
Yeah, surfboard. That's funny. Somebody said surfboard. So then fast forward to this group date rose, that the one we were just talking about. Peter does get the group date rose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Will's one on one happens. She says he's a handsome, confident guy, but clamps up around me. Today we're going to Sweden. We're going to figure that out. Talk to the couple. It's been married 35 years. Were you surprised that she let him go?
No, not at all.
Did you see any possibility of something? I mean, I know there was a moment at dinner when she finally lets him go. When we watched her, he kind of like starts to say some things. And I thought she was going to flip her tune.
I thought so too.
Really? You saw that?
Yeah, no, because there was like this very deliberate pause. Mm-hmm. I think she was honestly taken aback that he right away was like, no, you're right. Like, yeah. I should have done this. And then maybe that would have been her moment to be like, well, then can you show me? But at this point, like, Rachel's shown that she's just not... She can't play games anymore. The time to dilly-daddle has passed. They're getting down to the final six or five now. I think it was good that she made that decision. Like, she made a lot of hard cuts.
Yeah.
You know, like, she could have easily kept Kenny around and explored that a little bit more now that the dust settled. But she was like, no, this is the time. It's not here. It's not right. You should go. So I'm not surprised at all that she sent Will home, especially after their body language, how that date went.
Did she mention? She was like, I was looking for him to be more affectionate, and even holding my hand was a struggle or was too
far?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Considering, look at the spectrum that Will's on right now with the Bryans and the Peters and how physically affectionate they are with each other.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but I will say the breakup was probably one of the classier conversations
yes.
I've ever seen happen on the show, which is just another testament to how incredible Rachel is. But I thought, you know, the way she approaches these guys, like the way she let down Kenny, the way she let down Will, is very respectable. And it leaves them feeling like, not like they missed out or did something wrong. It's more like, this isn't right for us. But like, leaving feeling nothing but love and adoration for Rachel.
Almost every guy, I think, if I'm not mistaken, left that way, aside from like Blake and Josiah, who was just talking trash,
yeah.
You know, talking about her judgment. So I think it says a lot about them, because everyone else, like you said, left with that kind of sentiment. And she's mm-hmm. so classy. It's not like she's out here, you know, like, you just didn't do it for me. Like, she really takes the time to explain it to you and be genuine the same way that she expects them to be genuine with her. And I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, those are interesting things. So let's get to the last rose ceremony, and then we didn't talk about the handball date. So we got to talk about the handball date. Rose ceremony. I could, I already loved Rachel. And then she quoted Shakespeare. My eyes.
Googly eyes. Look at you.
Googly eyes. Any girl that quotes Shakespeare. Dear God. To thine own self be true from Hamlet. And she was talking about looking at a castle. That just was an awesome scene and awesome thought that I'm going to have stuck in my head whenever I see Rachel forever.
Not that dress she was wearing, because Rachel, you are killing it, girl. Your hair, makeup, stylist team, like, it's top
it's
notch. Going,
it's like, at first they weren't really like showing off her figure and are like a lot. Yeah. And now they're like, it's like getting like warm. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And the shiny, the sequins, everything. She's just radiating. Like.
And in the preview, we get to see what she wears at the vet. Anyways, first four roses, Brian, Matt, Dean, Adam. Already had roses, Eric and Peter, which means Alex is going home. I wasn't surprised, and also, but I was a little surprised that he didn't look more bummed. Being the seventh guy, you're pretty far at this point. I wasn't surprised he went home. I would have been more surprised. I'm more surprised that Matt or Adam didn't go home.
Those three to me can easily all just go
home. It doesn't
make
sense. Like, I tweeted this out like during last night's episode, or I guess for tonight, but like, who the hell is Matt and who the hell is Adam?
We said this like five times throughout the episode. Who is Matt? Like, where is their connection? I don't even know what he does. What does Matt do?
No clue. Somebody tell me, please, because I literally have no idea.
Like, Adam, I think we've seen more bits and pieces of their connection. Even like, they don't show a lot of their conversations together, but, you know, like, when they show different shots of her sitting down with people at the cocktail parties, you've seen her sit down and kiss Adam and hug him affectionately. You've seen him express how bad that he wants more time with her. I literally have never seen them say anything about Matt or him be outwardly expressive about wanting to have more time to show himself to her or anything like that.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's kind of weird. I'm not really sure. Do you think we see Alex on Bachelor in Paradise?
Yes.
Really? Why?
Yes. He's just like...
Because he's like a Russian...
He's just this really funny Russian guy. I said it earlier that he's like the Alexis Waters of this season. Yeah. Like, super goofy, funny. I think he'll make things interesting. Plus, he has a pretty shredded body. I'm sure some girls will appreciate that.
I don't remember his body. I also don't pay attention to that.
Jacked. Did you really? Not see him saying like... This is my element. This is Viking time.
Oh,
you know,
that's right.
And his in the handball too. He was packing.
He was packing. Oh, where was he packing?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. people are shipping Alex and Christina in Bachelor in Paradise.
wow.
I want to ask you a question because obviously, like, you know, race has been something that's been interesting this season, and it came up a lot in these two episodes talking about, you know, who people date in their past. Even like India Love said, quote, Rachel, what are you looking for? Will, straight hair, light eyes, Caucasian heritage. But they were talking about like where, which is kind of funny, but where they grew up and how that was what was around them and what they're available to. And then somebody said, Misha C, I didn't think Eric would be the last black man standing. Did you? Are you surprised? Do you agree? Do you disagree?
I will say, well, I've been gunning for Eric from day one, just from stuff that I've seen, but in terms of, like, Rachel's type, yeah, I am surprised that he's the last black man standing because I thought she would have went for more of Will's type or Anthony just because, like, especially Anthony because he seemed to provide this, like, manly man demeanor and this security that she seems like she wants in a guy. But maybe she wants that fun-loving, easygoing atmosphere that Eric brings because there is so much heaviness along with, you know, the fact that they're both black and what that means on this show. So the fact that she can just be easy with him and not have to like force that, I think is why he's still around.
It's interesting. I would have like, I think at one of the first episodes of our show, I said, Diggy, like I thought like like a personality driven, you know, fashion forward, smart, intelligent, educated guy. And honestly, she even said tonight, she's mostly dated black guys. I kind of got this, like, that's what I thought, like the kind of guy I pictured her with. And so it's very surprising to me that the six guys we're left with, there's only one black guy.
Maybe we think that's the kind of guy that she'd want, but Rachel already has so much personality. Maybe she doesn't want a guy who has that much personality too. Maybe she's more of the alpha in that respect. I mean, she's so outgoing and like leads the conversation, not in like an overly dominant way, but just that's just her demeanor, you know? So maybe she wants someone who can compliment her. Per se, in that way.
Yeah, Sarah M agrees with you. She thought it would have been Anthony or Will.
Yeah. Plus okay, they're so Southern, all that good stuff.
You were talking about Peter being a little too boring. We did see in the handball date that he did pick her up and grab her.
The physical touch?
The physical touch.
It's a love language, Danny.
So I want to do a little prediction situation here. Let's get to a couple predictions before we end the show. Here!
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I love how he whispers predictions. I want to know your final three. There's six guys left. We have Brian, Matt, Dean, Adam, Eric, Peter. I want to know your final three and a winner right now.
Okay. Final three. Brian, Peter. Ooh, I'm going to say Dean.
Interesting.
Yes.
Who wins?
Brian.
My final three, Brian, Peter, and Eric. I think Brian wins. The one that might shock us all is Adam, only because we've seen them do this before, where there's somebody we don't see the whole time, and then all of a sudden, the fricker.
That's like Raven.
Yep. Just shows up, and we're like, wait, who's, oh my God. And now I love Raven. I'm like, gee, well, that's why they didn't show us all of it, because they knew we'd love her.
Yeah.
So maybe Adam's awesome, we just don't know it yet.
Maybe.
You never know. Maybe Matt's awesome. We just don't know it yet.
Okay, so why'd you pick Brian winning versus Peter? Because the internet seems to believe that Peter's the winner.
You know, Brian is also like Josh Murray 2.0 with the moaning and the we saw that earlier with the repelling date. Somebody said that in here, and I couldn't agree more. I think because of what I see in Rachel, I see more of a match in Brian. More than Peter. I don't know if I could put it on one thing. It's just the sense I get when they're together. There's more of a deeper connection. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Peter, they have it. There's obviously, like, a sexual romantic thing. Like, my God, the hot tub, the handball thing. And, you know, them kissing. Like, we saw that very early on in the show. I just think there's something with Brian, this maturity level that Peter doesn't have. And I think Peter could be the next Bachelor.
I could totally see that happening.
I could also see it being Will. I know that's like a long shot because we didn't see much of him, but I could see it being, especially because if they have an African American woman at some point, we have to have an African American man.
Do you think
the
they would do it back to back?
I don't know. I don't really don't care, but I could see Will being that guy.
That's fair.
He's a stand up, great guy, educated,
super charismatic.
Like, those are all the things they need from any bachelor or bachelorette, regardless of race. I think Will fits that bill, and we need to see an African American guy be the Bachelor.
Amen. I second that one.
There we go. Any other thoughts? We did see some preview of her in tears. We see Peter getting very serious. We see Dean call her out.
I'm so curious to know what that's about.
Dean, what did Dean say? He goes, you're closed off to us, and if you don't open up, it's going to be hard developing relationships or something like that?
Yeah, I think he's just calling her out on that. Damn, yeah, that seems really interesting. I want to know what that's about. I wonder if it has anything to do with what Peter did. And if that may have made her just clam up a little bit.
See, here's what's interesting. People are saying, like, a show of hands 7 says, I think Peter's getting more of a winner edit, in my humble opinion. But oftentimes, as we've seen with the show, a show of hands 7, when the person is getting a winner edit, it's because they don't want you to know who actually is the winner. The show does that a lot. So, like, I agree with you that he's getting a great edit, it's usually because there's someone else that they don't want you to suspect is the winner.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, you make a great case, though. Like, Peter would be such a bomb Bachelor. Like, he totally fits the bill.
Better than Brian? Like, if it came down to Brian or Peter, one of them wins, the other one is a Bachelor. If it came down to just those two guys, hypothetically, which one makes a better Bachelor?
I think Peter does.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You think he'd get hotter girls on the show?
I think he just, not that Brian's not hot, but Peter has this like super conventionally attractive look, even though he has the gap, like cheekbones, body type, everything, like physically.
Not cheek implants, they're real cheeks too.
They're real cheeks. He fits the bill. He's so stylish. Just like his overall, I mean, I'm also basing it off of like what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Like with his fitness and just his social media presence. He has this like really engaging, I think, element that they could exploit to make him the Bachelor.
Who was it that Nick Viall loved making out with but didn't have the chemistry? Was it Nick? Or was it Ben? Because somebody just said, Astrid Godet said she loves making out with Brian. I think, true, they have a sexual thing, but I think Peter is the guy. Also, Victoria Beck made a comment. Victoria Beckham, Glad you're in our chat. No, just Victoria Beck. The same guy who said he didn't think of getting sexual with Rachel on Ellen is the one who's most sexual with her now. Interesting observation. That's a great little callback. That's all the thoughts I have. I don't think Peter's as boring as we're seeing that he is. But I do think Brian wins. That's my thought. That's all I got.
All right, that's what we got.
In the meantime, Christine, where can people find you till next week?
You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Christine Bean with 3 E's. Tweet me. We got next week off, so let's just, you know, swap theories and all that good stuff.
Reminder, next week, it's the day before the 4th of July. There's no new episode. They're re-airing tonight's second episode. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back in 2 weeks, July 10th, with a new episode. Also, tweet us who you think is the winner and why. But I need a good supporting argument.
Yes.
We'll retweet our favorites. I want to know why Brian, Rachel, Eric, Matt, Dean, or Adam. Who's the winner and why? You can find me on all socials at Danny Hoyt. We'll see you next week. Love you, Mom.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.